The volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The deep sea is closer than you think at Monterey Bay Aquarium. Into the deep, exploring our undiscovered ocean, open Saturday, April 9th. This new exhibit will give you the experience of descending from the ocean surface through the dark abyss to the seafloor, and a rare look at the animals that thrive in the depths. Into the Deep features species displayed for the first time anywhere. Some so new to science, they have yet to be named. Don't miss it. Buy tickets and reserve your day at MontereyBayAquarium.org.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision?
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Basketball, football, they have awesome new and existing user promotions. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. You can get your winnings back in 2 hours. My favorite, the same game parlays. You can bet $5 or $10 and win $150 or more. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Get started now. Sign up promo code Colin so they know we and I sent you. The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by the FanDuel Sportsbook. Hi, everybody, and welcome in to the Wednesday morning podcast. Now, usually I have 8 to 10 to 12 minute preamble on a variety of sports topics. But since we have Adam Carolla on today, and he's going to take a good 30, 45 minutes, I don't want to waste anybody's time. He's the host of the podcast, The Adam Carolla Show. He was one of the first big podcasts in this industry. You know him from The Man Show. He has a book out. His latest book is Everything Reminds Me of Something, Advice, Answers, But No Apologies. And with that, we bring in the world-renowned Adam Carolla. So, Adam, I'm going to give you my take, my 90-second take on Will Smith, and then you slice it, dice it, do whatever you want with it. As a stand-up comedian, as somebody who's on stage, you tell me where I'm wrong on this. So I'm agnostic, so I don't speak about religion, but there's a certain reality for the mobster who goes to repent his sins on Sunday, then shoots a guy in front of a steakhouse on Thursday night. He's not fooling God, right? Like, he's fooling himself. The Hollywood athlete or the Hollywood actor, the leading man, they've all got side dishes, right? Multiple. When they come out, and I'm not speaking specifically to Will, but, you know, leading men and athletes, there are no industries where men cheat more than those two. They use their power and their leverage to gain access to beautiful women. I saw a lot of takes from athletes, current, former, a lot of leading men types, big tough guys saying, hey, you got to protect your woman. And I'm like, no, no, no. Like the mobster who shoots the guy in front of a steakhouse, you're not fooling anybody but yourself. If you cared about the woman in your life, you wouldn't be fucking around all the time. This is about your ego, which you couldn't subjugate because your wife cheated on you. It's very public. And in this moment, you look small. This was not about your wife. This was about your ego. Take away.
Well, also, there's a context. You know, you're going to be in show business. You're going to sit in the front seat of the Oscars. I've written for two Oscars. I've been there. You know, the process is you show up days before and they have the pictures of all the celebrities and where they're sitting. And by the way, always in black and white. I always thought to myself, this is the Oscars. You can't afford a color ink cartridge, but they can't. It's black and white. And by the way, some of the older guys and some of the other guys, you have to look at it for a while before you can realize just who that is. But anyway, so there's a context. Your front seat of the Oscars, and here comes Chris Rock, and it is his job to roast notable people that are sitting up front. So this essentially, it's like marrying a porn star, going to the set of the porn movie, and then freaking out because someone's f-ing your wife. You knew the job was dangerous when you took it. There's a context. Chris Rock didn't show up to your home and start making fun of your wife. You sat in the very front seat of the Oscars. He's a comic. He's going to roast. That's your context. It shouldn't elicit that kind of response.
Adam, I go to, you know, Hermosa Beach Comedy Store. I've gone, you know, down on Sunset, West Sunset. So I've had friends that are comedy writers. I've talked to Leno. You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be Johnny Carson, like a lot of kids. I didn't want to be a sportscaster. I didn't even know what it meant. I just wasn't talented enough. So I went into sports. Lower bar for that, probably. So one of the things I've noticed about the great comedians, they've got a set, but they play with the crowd. They interact with the crowd. I don't think somebody said it's not a scripted. It wasn't scripted. It was, you look at her, you have a line. By the way, G.I. Jane was sort of an empowered woman, right? She was like a powerful, successful woman. So in that instance, I think, Jesus, if you tell comedians they can't ad lib in the biggest stage in the industry, the Oscars, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I disagree just because I've been behind the curtain there a couple of times. It probably wasn't ad libbed. It could have been quickly thought of backstage or at some previous point, but it probably wasn't ad-libbed in that you get writing assignments. It's like, here's going to be sitting here and this person's going to be there. And they'll go, give me a few jokes for this person and give me a few jokes for that person. So probably wasn't off the cuff. Regardless, whether it's off the cuff or not, you're on stage, you're telling the joke. There's no barrier between you and the audience, and sort of taking the law into your own hands is not a good precedent. Speaking of the law, I literally just got done doing a podcast with attorney Mark Geragos. And as far as the law goes, if Chris Rock doesn't want to press charges and there was no damage done to him, then the law is going to leave it alone unless you have some prosecutor who's looking for a bunch of publicity who would like to take this on is really a grandstand type trial.
What would you do?
If I was the prosecutor?
No, if you were Chris Rock. Well, you're a bigger, stronger. You're a former boxer, I think, or something, right?
Yeah. Well, first off, I'd be so surprised that I don't know what I would do. Like, it's hard to fathom. Chris's brain must have been whirling like a dervish, not only from the slap, but just from the bizarre context of the whole thing.
Right.
I probably would have done what he did. I probably would have just sort of carried on. Now, what I was hoping for is that they would escort Will Smith out of the building. And then later on, when he won the Academy Award, Chris Rock would accept it on his behalf.
That's interesting.
That would have been the greatest TV ever.
Well, I don't have a problem with Will Smith confronting Chris after, right? Like,
right.
I just think keep your hands to yourself. It's a public space. You know, don't let your ego go. How much of this, like, I was kind of, not kind of, I was totally turned off that the Hollywood set, like, not only defended Will Smith, gave him a standing ovation. It's kind of a turnoff.
Yeah, we've been setting the table for this. Remember a couple of years ago when the defensive end for the Browns took his helmet off and started swinging. Miles Garrett started swinging it around at the Pittsburgh QB. And remember the kind of consensus was, well, he dropped an N-bomb or said something racially insensitive. And then people kind of went, oh, is that what happened? And I was the one saying, you're still not allowed to put someone in a coma with your helmet because they said something.
Right.
So we've kind of set the table here. It's been around for a few years where somebody said, you know, the guy behind the counter tried to choke the person at the Taco Bell. And they go, what happened? Oh, he said something racial. And then everyone's reaction was, oh, OK, well, now I guess it's OK. No, it is not OK. I don't care what they say. I don't care if it's a joke about your wife. I don't care if it's Miles Garrett hearing something he doesn't want to hear in a scrum. You don't get to weaponize your helmet. You don't get to weaponize your hand. This is our sort of societal problem. It's like that person put his hands on the other person. And then we all go, oh, what did that person say? I don't care what that person said. You can't put your hands on people.
Do you? You still do a lot of stand up, right?
Yes.
You drive a lot of revenue in podcasting, that we all know. I figured you drive a lot of revenue in your stand up, which you're very active. Do you worry now this incentivizes some idiot for Miller Lite in to heckle you?
I have little to no regard for my own personal safety. I've just always kind of been wired that way. It was never a thing for me. I've been in fights. I used to teach boxing.
Yeah.
I just don't have a fear for my own personal safety. But, you know, Jeff Ross does. And so he's going to have to think about it when he goes up on stage. I am wired from where I come from and work in construction, riding a motorcycle, getting in fights, you know, teaching boxing and stuff like that. I just don't have that.
Sure.
Uh-oh, you know, what could happen? It doesn't mean it won't. It certainly is kind of grease the skids for that behavior. And it won't be in the back of my head when I perform.
What's your guess on the repercussions for Will Smith? He apologized. That was fairly obvious. I mean, that you could see that right hand Jerry Corey hook coming from an hour away. But mm-hmm. What do you think the repercussions are?
I don't think anything. I think they gave him a standing ovation 40 minutes later. The Oscars has made some discussion about, you know, taking his Oscar back or sanctions or, you know, giving him the Kanye West treatment for the next Oscars or something. I suspect nothing. We don't seem to universally condemn that behavior. We feel a little more, the nation is kind of split, sadly, on it. It seems pretty cut and dry to me. But it's also like, I remember talking to people during the summer and all the riots and all the BLM marches and a lot of when stuff got nasty. And, you know, someone would say to me, did you see those cops in New York? They rammed right into those protesters. And I'd go, no, let me see that tape. And the tape was a bunch of idiots on the hood of a cop car jumping up and down and trying to kick out the windshield. And then the cop car lurches forward and the guys fall off the hood. And I'm like, that's not a cop car ramming protesters. That's a bunch of jackasses jumping on the hood of a cop car and trying to kick out the windshield. So we've gotten this weird relationship with violence and actions. You know, it's a mostly peaceful protest as the CVS pharmacy burns behind you. You know, something happened where we, we also went the other direction too. Like, did you see Al Franken assaulted that woman on the C-130 cargo plane? It's like, he took a goofy picture with his hands outside of her flak jacket. That's not assault. He didn't assault anyone. So we've taken this thing called assault and we've twisted it, morphed it, and sort of politicized it and used it so that if we didn't like Al Franken, then what he did was assault. But if we didn't like the cops, then what they did wasn't assault when people were trying to assault them.
FanDuel Sportsbook NBA Same Game Parlay. What is it? Gives you a chance to turn a small bet into a big payday. It's my favorite. Choose any NBA game, anyone. Combine multiple bets within the game. How many three-pointers?
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who the leading scorer is going to be, and more into one wager for bigger wins. $10 can become a lot of money. Make the mid-season feel like the playoffs on FanDuel Sportsbook. Get paid fast. If you're a new customer, you can bet $5 and get $150 in site credit instantly guaranteed. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up. Promo code is always Colin to get this deal, C-O-L-I-N, to bet the NBA today. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
This offseason, get football on your terms with NFL Game Pass for just $9.99.
It just starts getting good.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
Experience the draft like never before with live streams into draft rooms.
An absolutely home run pick.
And relive every unbelievable moment from the past season with game replays.
That's the play.
Get football on your terms this offseason with NFL Game Pass. Go to NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial.
I'm Jacob Goldstein. I used to host a show called Planet Money. Now I'm starting a new show. It's called What's Your Problem? Every week on What's Your Problem, entrepreneurs and engineers describe the future they're going to build once they solve a few problems. How do you build a drone delivery business from scratch?
Our customers, they want us to do this unbelievably reliably in the storms, no matter what, and hundreds of times a day.
How do you turn a wild dream about a new kind of biology into a $10 billion company?
We didn't have a particular technology. We didn't have a way of making money. It was a great way to start a company. I highly recommend.
What could go wrong?
How do you sell millions of dollars worth of dog ramps for wiener dogs in the middle of a pandemic?
We're working with 400 influencers, and the majority of them are actually not a person, but it's actually a dog.
I can tell you right now, the dog ramp guy has some very interesting problems. Listen to What's Your Problem on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You know, David Spade reacted today when somebody pushed back and said, hey, what about Jada Pinkett? She has this, disease, which is fairly common, actually. Inability to grow hair. And David Spade said, yeah, I don't have a medical chart for everybody in the audience. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That goes back to my point. What's funny? What Ricky Gervais can be really sharp, but then there's stuff that can be mean. As a comedian, do you know instantly when a joke is written? That's over the line. Or is it something, do you go into shows, Adam, especially if you don't write all the material and think, man, I don't know how this is going to play.
I write all my own material, and if it's funny to me and then it's funny, I will say it and I will do it. I will perform it. Now, the question in my mind now is, I know it's funny, but we'll see how the audience reacts, because they don't always feel comfortable laughing now. Yeah, so there's a kind of a third element to this, which is, I think it's funny. I will deliver it in a funny way, but we don't know if that audience is going to have a comfort level with it, because they heard certain words that were in it that sort of made them recoil a little bit. Like, I'll never forget, I'm a car guy, and I was down at the Pebble Beach car weekend, race weekend, do vintage racing there, and sitting at this event, and it was one of those big events where there's a whole bunch of different people and it's outdoors and you end up sharing a table with other couples. And you know, you're sitting there with your food and your drinks and you're talking and you're meeting these other couples, and everyone's a car guy. So the guy goes off on some car he has, like, I have a 32 Duesenberg. And then the other guy's going, I have a Cord. And the other guy's going, I have a Lamborghini Miura, you know, and we're talking about restoring the cars and getting more champagne and things of that nature and caviar. And at some point I stopped and I said, you know what? This conversation we're having here is exactly what black people think white people do all day. And one of the women at the table went like, okay, all right, no. And I said, no, I'm just making it. Okay, we heard you. And I was like, I'm making fun of us, basically.
Right.
But I'm not making fun of black people. And I'm making a joke. It's just like, yeah, we heard you. Just please stop. And I was like, people are so hair triggered now that if they just hear a topic, they're already like, oh, can I clap? Can I laugh? Do I have to tell them to stop? She nervously wanted me to stop, which I didn't. But
I think that's where the comedian and the sportscaster, that's where it connects, right? Like, we're both performers and we're both giving kind of a social commentary. And sometimes intent isn't considered.
Right.
Like, you were being self-deprecating, and it made people uncomfortable. I thought about this, Adam. Athletes in my 25 years of doing this are thick-skinned. Why? Because you can have great connections, but they have limitations. If you can't hit the ball, catch the ball, throw the ball, make the tackle, you lose your spot in the team. Also, athletes deal with very punitive media and fans holding them accountable. Hollywood's different. Connections, it's very subjective, unlike sports. It's very subjective. Connections can have an odd leverage for people. That's why you see, like, families that act. The media is fawning. I mean, you never see anybody on the red carpet ever have a critical word. You're beautiful. Your outfit's beautiful. Tell me more about how beautiful you are. And so, whereas athletes have thick skin, they get heckled, they get ripped. Hollywood doesn't. And I think a lot of that is, it's an entitled business with a fawning press. Often people didn't earn their way in. It was family connections. And that's why, like, I think a lot of people cheered Will Smith. How dare somebody make fun of us? Now, I'm just a layman, right? Like, I don't even know actors. But part of me thinks this is what Hollywood is. Out of touch with reality. Many careers are not earned. That is not to say Ed Norton and Don Cheadle aren't brilliant. But as somebody who covers athletes, they're overwhelmingly thick-skinned, grateful as shit, incredibly humble. They really are. I mean, it's incredible how grateful athletes are. I don't feel like Hollywood is. And maybe it's the tunnel where they arrived at their career. It's not built for grateful, humble people.
Well, it's obviously built for narcissists. So you make the proclamation that you should be up on the silver screen and you should be holding the microphone and the great order in front of all the audience. So, you know, it's sort of, you know, it's a self-selecting group. You know, you have to think you're pretty good looking and pretty smart and have something to say, and other people should hear what you have to say. And So it attracts the narcissist. And then the other thing about the athlete, as you were saying that, you know, athletes have pretty short careers, career-wise. Right. I mean, I started in show business. I didn't make my first nickel until I was 31. Most athletes are retiring around 31. So
yeah, great point.
It's a totally different world. And when it comes to actors, you know, how many stories have you heard? Oh, this guy was originally the guy that wanted to play James Bond, and then they got this guy to play James Bond, or they wanted to make this guy and this role. Can you imagine if that guy played this role played? You are not necessary as an actor.
That's right.
There are a handful of guys that are undeniable, and, you know, that Daniel Day-Lewis is an undeniable talent. There's about seven of those guys. And then there's 2,000 other guys who need to win a popularity contest. They will get rid of you if you're not on the same page as them politically or whichever way the zeitgeist and the wind is blowing. So imagine if you said to the athlete, you know, it's not all going to be over when you're 34. You can go another 30 years in this athletic endeavor you're doing. But you better make friends and you better hope people like you. And they said, well, what if my fastball's not as fast or my 40 times not as, it's like, no, it's a popularity contest at this point. And you wonder why they all magically take the same side of every issue every single time. It's not because they all individually just believe it. Some of these things that are going on in the world, They're nuanced. You maybe you're for the war in Ukraine, but maybe you're against U.S. involvement in the war of Ukraine, and it is 1,000 other examples. How are they magically all in lockstep on every issue every time? Because all you have to do in that group, when it comes to an election that is literally a presidential election, which is literally split the nation in half. You know, he got 51%. He got 49%. He got 50.5%. He got 49.5% of vote. Why are the nation completely split? There's not one human being in Hollywood who goes, I voted for Trump. Because if you say that,
right,
then you'll end up with Scott Baio somewhere.
right.
It's your senior year of high school and it never ends. And you're running for prom king.
Adam, everybody now, everything is politics. I mean, weather is politics. I was talking to a friend, I like to ski. There's no ski season. And I told a friend, it's like, the ski season now ends like March 8th. I'm like, is it global warming? Oh boy, I get pushback. I'm like, I don't know. It just, you used to be able to ski till April. It like mm-hmm. the last 2 years, it feels like it's died. You are more aggressive politically. And I kind of stay away from it mostly because everybody else is doing it. And I feel like, you know, ESPN went more heavily into it. And I mm-hmm. thought it was a business decision. To the audience that was turned off by that, I'd mostly stay on sports, and it worked. It helped. As you pivoted more into politics, are you glad you did? Are you happy you did? Have there been repercussions? Has it hurt revenue? Has it helped revenue? Where do you stand today on that decision? Because I think of your career and I think man show, huge podcasting. And then a lot of people just got sucked into as performers, politics, because the whole weather became political. Sports is political. How mm-hmm. do you view it now? If you go back 5 years, are you glad you kind of aggressively moved into that space?
I'm in the business of saying whatever it is I'm thinking, so I can't really control it per se. So whatever I happen to be thinking of at the time, more so than other things, it doesn't help. I've got a lot of documentaries. None of them get into Sundance. That's for political reasons, for sure. And it doesn't help in Hollywood at all. It's a non-help, but I still say what I want to say and, you know, make enough to keep the lights on. And, you know, people have this misnomer where they go, oh, you now become some sort of right-wing talk mouthpiece and you go over to Fox to get paid. And it's like, Fox doesn't pay you.
No.
You go on Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity, you don't get paid, and you actually lose money because we're in a very liberal town, and they will blackball you if you don't follow in lockstep with them and all their kooky ideas. So, no, it's not a good business decision.
I tell my liberal friends all the time, I say, you were wrong on the masks.
Right.
Like, you were wrong on them. You have to own that. If you're going to pretend you're the smartest people in the room on air, you were wrong on the masks. You're also wrong. There was a moment at the beginning of COVID, Adam, and I'll let you go. Jacksonville, a lot of people went on the beach in Jacksonville and people went crazy. The media went crazy. And for 2 weeks, Adam, I kept going to a website to check on Jacksonville's COVID numbers. They never popped.
Of course.
And I thought, and I remember thinking, you're not going to get sick at the beach.
That's what I yelled it from the mountaintop from day one.
You're not going to get sick outside.
No, you'll get better outside.
All right. Adam Carolla is busy. He's got a lot of things going on. He's trying to get those docs approved into the Sundance Film Festival in Park City. You're busy. We called you last second. Very appreciative of thank you.
Sure, Colin. No problem.
Volume. Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into the Volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure, download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volume Podcast Network.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.